This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this hour is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner with PA Foot and Ankle Associates. You can find out more about him at pafootdoctors.com. He's also Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. He's also a member of the Limb Salvage Team. He serves as a surgical instructor in the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. He's a panel physician at Sacred Heart, St. Luke's Wound Center, and the list goes on. Dr. Adam Teichman again, pafootdoctors.com. He'll be joining us in a moment, and we're going to be talking about sugar dangers for everybody. Blood sugar for those who are managing pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes, but we all, whether you're even managing that or not, sugar is damaging your body, even if it hasn't affected you in terms of diabetes. The sugar is just generally not good for you. We have a certain amount you consume, et cetera, but it's just generally not what you need. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Teichman here. Again, we're giving away for our trivia question this morning. We didn't get to one last hour, but we have the bottle of the Rescue Ultimate B, our great vitamin B complex, 1 month supply of that. If we get to the trivia question, if you call in with questions, which we had some of those last hour, then we're giving you a free bottle of the Rescue MG, the Rescue Magnesium, 1 month supply of that. If you call in with a question and go on the air. And the special is 37% off any and all Rescue products. When you buy on the weekend, you're also getting the bonus of free shipping on any size order. So the special goes to early next week. But if here's the special. Coupon code 37OFF gets you 37% off any and all Rescue products. No minimum to buy. Mix and match any way you want. Buy as many as you want or buy just one bottle and get 37% off and free shipping. If you order on the weekend, free shipping on any size order. After the weekend, it's free shipping and orders of $99 or more. And you're also earning rewards points, which gets you dollars off future purchases. And you can cash in some rewards points you have. And so you save even lower. You save even more than 37% off. So coupon code 37OFF gets you 37% off. Order on the weekend, free shipping on any size order. Cash in rewards points for an even lower price, all while earning more rewards points. So the coupon code is 37OFF when you're shopping online at res-q.com. That's how we spell rescue, res-q. So just go to res-q.com, enter the coupon code 37OFF, and get that 37% off, get the free shipping and more. Or use the coupon code 37OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code 37OFF gets you that 37% off on any size order, gets you the free shipping on any size order when you order on the weekend, and you're earning and being able to use Rescue Rewards points. 37OFF at res-q.com or at 1-800-26-ALIVE. So we welcome in Dr. Adam Teichman. Morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm fine, too, Doc. So holiday season, we're almost really in it. I mean, we're supposed to, first of all, we start with that candy that everybody loves, that what is that, those corn candies, those Halloween corn?
Oh, the candy corn.
Candy
the
corn.
The orange and white
ones. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, aren't they great? That's nothing but. That's
you
nothing
can't
but,
stop eating them.
Yeah, that's nothing but colored sugar, man. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, so you got the, you know, you got the pumpkin rolls, the pumpkin pies, you got all that stuff. Everybody's baking more. You're eating all the candy more. So we're going to all be eating more food, number one, and it's usually more food with more sugar. So we've got to maintain healthy blood sugars, and it seems like it's obvious as to why. But why, Doc? Why? What's the big deal with blood sugar levels?
Well, like you said, you know, with these choices of these sweeter foods, the candies, the pumpkin rolls, the pumpkin pies, you know, candy canes, everything that's coming with the holiday season, you know, we're all adding these added sugars, basically, that are basically found in these processed foods, these drinks. And that's really where that adverse effect comes to affect, you know, making it harder to control, you know, our blood sugar as well. And also, you know, during the winter months, it's harder to control blood sugar because we're not as active. And we know that diet and exercise are one of the most important things when we talk about controlling your blood sugar. You know, also, we have a higher risk of, you know, getting sick because that cold and flu season is coming, and that puts more stress on the body. So, again, you know, it's really hard to maintain our blood sugar, so we have to be more proactive and more aware of checking our blood sugar, you know, and trying our best to maintain, you know, a healthy diet to maintain healthy blood sugar. You know, also...
Well, let's put it this way. What's so wrong with high blood sugar? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Well, we know that high blood sugar, you know, leads to hyperglycemia, and that can lead to prediabetes, or if you're type 2 diabetic, it makes it a little more difficult to control your blood sugar because of the fact that you're less active. You know, you're not drinking enough because dehydration can increase your thirst. Would actually makes it harder for you to control your blood sugars because it leads to blood sugar spikes. And also, during these winter months, like you said, our diet, we're eating more of the comfort foods. We're eating more of these traditional homemade breads, the pastas, the mashed potatoes. All these things, you know, make it a little harder to control, which can lead to hyperglycemia, which this is elevated blood sugar. You know, and as that elevated blood sugar rises, it leads to your body trying to release more insulin. But if your insulin sensitivity or insulin resistant, it's harder for your body to process that sugar by the insulin not working as efficiently as it should. And then that leads to problems down the road. And we know that long-term effects of having elevated blood sugars can affect the heart. It can affect the nerves. It can affect circulation. It can affect the kidneys. So it's really, really important to control those blood sugars, especially, you know, during these winter months, because of the fact that the opportunities aren't the same during the winter months to try and control it a little easier.
Yeah, but again, high blood sugar is just you kind of explained why they spike and all that, but again, that sugar in our blood is doing what kind of damage, Doc? What's going on?
So basically, when you get drastic increases in blood sugar called hyperglycemia, it can actually lead to affecting the circulation. It can actually also lead to nerve damage like neuropathy, because what happens is there's a thing called oxidative stress and inflammation. This is a cycle that keeps occurring over and over again when you develop things such as hyperglycemia or high blood sugar.
All right. So you got to just get... It does damage. It causes inflammation. It causes a lot of damage. The high blood sugar is I don't even know any other way to say it other than it's deliberately putting something bad in your body. Look, you need sugar. You want sweets. I get that, but it's too much sugar is as bad as smoking. It's as bad as any other thing you can do, like a lot of fatty foods that are not good for cholesterol. The high blood sugar is just not good for you. If you have a spike in blood sugar, because you said it can cause those spikes. I sometimes get tired, for example, after a meal. Is that because my blood sugar spiked? What does it feel like? In other words, how do you know if you're spiking? How do you know? And is that a sign of diabetes or prediabetes?
So it can be a sign of prediabetes. I mean, there's some key factors that we look at, especially when we're trying to understand if you're prediabetic or type 2 diabetic. But, you know, you're talking about these postprandial spikes, these spikes that you get after you eat maybe a high carbohydrate meal. So definitely, you know, a sign of hyperglycemia is definitely fatigue. And people can get fatigued or hyperglycemia after they eat a high carbohydrate meal because of the fact that body is basically overloaded with sugar and we can't pull that sugar in right away. So that definitely can lead to fatigue. But some of these key signs that we talk about, if you're pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, some of these early warning signs that should be a red flag that you might have to get tested are if you have an increase in urination, that's more than normal, increase in thirst, sometimes blurred vision and fatigue go hand in hand, and headaches. If you commonly suffer from some of these symptoms, it should be a red flag that you should get checked out for prediabetes or diabetes in itself. These are some of these signs that we look for, because what happens is that long-term effects of having elevated sugars is that your body is unable to pull that sugar into the cell. And if we can't pull that sugar into the cell for energy, then your body starts to become fatigued. You get some blurred vision. All these things happen over time if you're suffering from hyperglycemia and not know it.
So basically, like I said, and that's not all the time. I don't even know why certain times I get tired, or you know, feel like I take. You know how you the old. You have Thanksgiving dinner, and then you feel like taking a nap. You fall asleep over there on the sofa watching the football game or whatever. So I guess what I'm trying to say is. Let's maybe approach it this way. What would be warning signs, or would you know that you have high blood sugar? Is it something you could generally feel? I know the blood sugar spike is one. I think you once told me, just because of you being a podiatric surgeon, you specialize obviously in a lot of wound healing of foot issues. So imagine even a wound on your hand that takes longer to heal, a cut. Are there outward signs, in other words, that you might have high blood sugar?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, one of those signs is if you have a wound that's slow to heal, let's say you have an infection anywhere in the body and it's not responding in a timely manner. Those things can be red flags that, you know, you might be suffering from type 2 diabetes as well. But the key signs, you know, that are going to be red flags, like we talked about, that you might be suffering from type 2 diabetes are, you know, increased thirst, increased urination, because what happens is that your body needs to get rid of some of that sugar. So your body's trying to filter that a little faster, so it's increasing urination output. Also, you know, the fatigue is really a red flag as well. A lot of people suffer fatigue throughout the day and don't understand why they're so tired. It's because their body can't use insulin efficiently to get back into the cells as well. You know, especially when we talk about, you know, oxidative stress and how it affects, you know, the body. So your mitochondria is where these cells open to get the glucose in. And so what happens with oxidative stress, your mitochondria, which is one of the cell organs in the cell, stops working properly because it's not getting the energy that it needs to convert that ATP, that adenosine triphosphate that's used to convert to energy, properly. And then what happens is then as oxidative stress occurs, these free radicals start to damage the mitochondria and other cellular components, including your DNA. And this is a cycle that keeps occurring over and over again, and that actually decreases your insulin sensitivity as well. So your body's not using insulin efficiently enough to get the glucose from the blood into the cells. And that's really where this cycle comes back into play, where we call this oxidative stress, inflammation, increasing free radicals. And that's why it's really important to get your blood sugar under control so we can stop that cycle. I know we went down to the scientific route, but to understand, you know, the negative effects of having elevated blood sugars, sometimes we have to look at the cellular level to see why is this happening. It's because of the fact that we're not getting energy into the cell, and that's why we're fatigued. Sometimes you get blurred vision. You know, sometimes the body doesn't operate correctly. Sometimes we get a little more disoriented as well, you know, and a headache. These things can be red flags that you're not using the blood sugar efficiently in your body to give you energy. Then these things can start happening.
Well, you touched on something there that was interesting at the cellular level. We were talking last hour with Dr. Lebby about the telomeres, and you were talking about the damage that happens at the cellular level. That's one of the things, the transfer on the telomeres of genetic information. When those telomeres get frayed and short, the longer the telomere, the longer your life. So this omega-3s, for example, are something that protect the integrity of the telomeres, but so does not consuming too much sugar, because it's damaging your body in obvious ways with diabetic wounds that won't heal and other things, but at the cellular level that you don't even see or feel. I want to give it a special here. I want to talk about how you can help with one of the things that can help you with blood sugar. And longtime listeners to the show will go, oh, yeah, that's right, I've heard this before. But new listeners might be surprised to hear that one of the biggest things that can help you with blood sugar spikes is, well, I'll tell you when I get done with the special here. So the special is that you save 37% off any and all rescue products with the coupon code 37OFF. and you can mix and match any way you want. There's no minimum. You can buy just one bottle. You can buy dozens of bottles. Mix and match any way you want, no minimum. And if you order on the weekend, besides getting the 37% off, if you order on the weekend, it's free shipping on any size order. This special goes to midweek, so you can use the coupon code 37OFF till I think it's Wednesday at midnight it is this week. So 37OFF gets you 37% off. And during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you get you 37% off and free shipping on orders of $99 or more. But if you order on the weekend, it gets you 37% off and free shipping on any size order. So this is folks that want to buy those smaller orders, etc. This is a great time to do it. You can buy one bottle, two bottles, five, whatever, and get that free shipping on any size order when you order on Saturday or Sunday, plus the 37% off, plus you're earning rewards points, plus you can cash in past rewards points to get an even lower price. So coupon code 37OFF when you're shopping online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And then just enter the coupon code 37OFF. Or use the coupon code 37OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code 37OFF gets you the 37% off your entire order. Gets your free shipping on any size order when you order on the weekend. Gets your rewards points, and you can cash in rewards points. 37OFF at 1-800-26-ALIVE or 37OFF at res-q.com. So the product that can help you with help with those blood sugar spikes is, believe it or not, Rescue Land and Sea Fiber. Talk to me, doctor, about how that, I know you knew the answer to that, but you tell me about how that, why is that helping with the blood sugar? How is it helping with blood sugar or preventing blood sugar spikes?
Sure. So Rescue Land and Sea Fiber, you know, is made of soluble and insoluble fiber from the psyllium seed husks as well. And the benefit when we talk about helping how it controls blood sugar is that actually slows the absorption of carbohydrates and sugars during digestion, so to help support that balanced blood sugar level. You know, that's really where it's important, and we talk about helping manage type 2 diabetes, helping control blood sugar spikes as well, is really the fiber in the land and sea fiber. What it does is slows the absorption of carbohydrates and sugars. And as we know, fiber is a type of carbohydrate that the body can't digest. And though most carbohydrates are broken down to sugar molecules, fiber cannot be broken down to these sugar molecules. And instead, it passes through the body undigested. So fiber helps regulate the body's use of sugar by, number one, keeping hunger under control, but also helping keep the blood sugar under control by slowing the absorption of these carbohydrates and sugar during digestion.
Yep. So it's fiber is just so important, folks. It really, it's not just for, you know, I am regular. Well, this is beyond the Rescue Land and Sea Fiber. It's not just about being regular. It's about helping absorb the all that glucose and all the stuff and carrying it out of your body. It's helping you have a healthy intestinal wall so you get stuff, so food and nutrients get absorbed. It's just so many benefits, healthier colon, the whole deal. So Rescue Land and Sea Fiber. Again, some of the most serious things that happen because of uncontrolled blood sugars, the one that I seem laser-focused on every time we get talking about this, and it's only because I work with Dr. Teichman on other stuff on the show during the week with PA Foot and Ankle Associates, which is at pafootdoctors.com, is when you start talking to me about diabetic wounds that won't heal and that you have the number one wound healing rate in the valley, and I think about that, and I think about a couple of listeners that have come up to me at events thanking me because you saved them from amputation. And when I just think of that, that just sends chills down my spine of facing an amputation. Just that in and of itself is just hard to imagine. But then the statistics on if you've had one amputation, your likelihood of dying of heart disease or diabetes is dramatically increased. And I think it increases your odds of a second amputation to something like over 50% that you're going to have another one. And it just kind of just rolls out of control. So talk to me about some of the that or the most serious risks and complications from high blood sugar. That's the one to me. It doesn't get any more serious than facing an amputation, but you see it all the time. Doc, talk to me.
So number one is, you know, like you said, yeah, there definitely is a risk. So if you suffer a baloney amputation on one side, the risk of developing another amputation on the opposite side is within 3 to 5 years is about 50-55%. And on top of that, it increases your risk of putting more stress on the cardiovascular system because of the fact now you have one limb functioning versus two. So it puts an overall stress on the body, you know, and the complications of having elevated blood sugars is not only amputation, but it affects the whole body. We talk about coronary artery disease, peripheral arterial disease. They go hand in hand. So, you know, elevated blood sugars can wreak havoc on the circulation as well, because as we know that as the sugars increase, it has that adverse effects on good cholesterol versus bad cholesterol, meaning that increasing the LDLs, which is the bad cholesterol, and lowering the HDLs. So as our bad cholesterol increases, we have a risk of increasing our plaque buildup in the arteries, which can actually slow blood flow to where it has to go, including the heart and the extremities. And especially in my specialty, talking about the extremities, if we don't have enough blood flow going to where it has to go, for instance, to heal a wound on the foot, it's going to be a very difficult time or challenging time for us to heal those wounds. So if you are diabetic, and you have a wound, you have to be, number one, aware of your blood sugar control, and also look at your cholesterol levels as well, and also have evaluation for peripheral arterial disease, because of the fact that can be one of the main causes of why this wound is not healing, in conjunction with uncontrolled blood sugars as well. So it's really important to understand that correlation when we talk about type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease and also peripheral arterial disease.
One of the things that can help is the Rescue 1250 big time, but I want to get to that. But first of all, so some of the outward signs we discussed that you might be diabetic or pre-diabetic. So one of the ways, though, to measure whether you are or not for sure is obviously your blood glucose level, but also you're asking for A1C, right? The A1C levels. That would be something your doctor would order for you to check for diabetes long term.
Correct. So there's really three tests that we look at when we talk about pre-diabetes or diabetes. You know, number one is this fasting plasma glucose test. So what happens is you don't eat for 8 hours and then you get your blood test. And then that's really where that number comes in that we look at. So a normal range is around less than 100. If you're pre-diabetic, it's around 100 to 125. And then to be diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic, it's your blood sugar is 126 or higher. So that's that fasting plasma glucose test. And then we can go into another test called the hemoglobin A1C. This test shows your average blood sugar for the past 2 to 3 months. So that's really used not only to see if you are type 2 diabetic, to see how well controlled your blood sugar is over a 3 month period, so we can understand if you're having fluctuations in your sugars as well.
All right, hang on, Doc. We're going to have to pick. I just realized what time it is here. We're almost up against the break here, so hang on. We'll get circled back to the A1C. I want folks to understand that. Longtime listeners, I'm sure, know it, but for first time listeners, want to get that information to you. So, again, the special is you're saving on all the Rescue products. No minimum to buy, mix and match any way you want, and you save 37% off your entire order. And if you order on the weekend, free shipping on any size order, plus the rewards points. Coupon code 37OFF when you shop online at res-q.com or when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Dr. Teichman and I catching up on other stuff off the air there and chatting and catching up on different stuff. The son's got a big baseball tournament to go to. We're talking about that and just family stuff. Always like to talk to the doctors off the air, see how it's going. So we got Dr. Adam Teichman, who is the senior managing partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com. He's also the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. He's on the limb salvage team there as well, and he serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's. hospital and health system, and the list goes on with his credentials. And he's joining us as we're talking about diabetes, sugar dangers for everybody, but also for those who have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes, you know, and all the holidays coming, that's going to make matters worse and exacerbate things. So we're talking about that with him. We've got a lot of products that can help you control the blood sugar. First and foremost is the Rescue Landin C Fiber. But next is omega-3s, rescues omega-3s, which can really drop your, first of all, your triglyceride levels, help you manage the inflammation that diabetes brings on, all of that stuff. We're talking about that with the doctor. We're circling back on blood tests. So let me give you again, the special is 37% off on any and all rescue products with the coupon code 37OFF. And this weekend, there's no minimum to buy. You can buy one bottle. You can buy dozens of bottles. No minimum. Mix and match any way you want. You get 37% off your entire order and the bonus of free shipping on any size order if you order on Saturday or Sunday. So order on the weekend, and it's free shipping on any size order and 37% off. And you can cash in rewards points to get an even lower price, all while earning even more rewards points. If you want to order after the weekend, it's 37% off and then free shipping on orders of $99 or more and the rewards points. So why not order on the weekend? You can get those smaller orders in that you like maybe and try one or two bottles or three or four bottles, whatever, and you get that free shipping on any size order on the weekend and the 37% off and the rewards points. Coupon code 37OFF when you shop at res-q.com. That's how we spell rescue. Rescue is spelled res-q. So our website is res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coupon code 37OFF, or use that when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code 37OFF, or again, coupon code 37OFF at res-q.com. So, Dr. Teichman, when we went to the break, we were talking about the three tests that you can find. So there's outward signs that you might have diabetes, but there's some definitive signs. So you get one of them is to check your glucose level. And that's called the fasting plasma glucose test. The next one is the hemoglobin A1C test. Go ahead. And that's where we left off, Doc. Go ahead.
Sure. So the hemoglobin A1C test is a test that shows your average blood sugar for the past 3 months. So that gives us a window of exactly how controlled your blood sugar has been for that three-month period. So if you've already had diabetes, it's a good way for us to understand how controlled your sugar's been. So we can see if it's under control or it's been out of control, meaning it's spiking around above that 150 mark. And if you're not diagnosed as diabetic, it's a way that we can see if you are a type 2 diabetic. And basically what we look at is there's a percentage. It's called the hemoglobin A1C number. It's a percentage. And the normal is around 5.6 to 6 is normal, anything less than that. Pre-diabetes is anywhere from like 6 to around 6.5. And then diabetes is anywhere over 6.5%. So when someone asks you your hemoglobin A1C, you normally say it's 6.0 or it's 8.0. And for me, this is a way that I can understand if I'm dealing with a wound or a patient who has uncontrolled neuropathy, if their blood sugar is being controlled. And if it's not, we can talk about ways to control your blood sugar. And that's really where these rescue products come into play as well when I talk to my patients. You know, if they have uncontrolled sugars, we talk about how we can control this non-medicinally. And that's where the Rescue 1250, the 105 Max comes into play, the Rescue Magnesium. These are some of the things that I talk to my patients about, as well as the Rescue Landin C Fiber, of ways that we can get their blood sugar under control without using the medications as well, or increasing their medications, so we can control it naturally. And then we also talk about controlling it with diet and exercise in combination with the rescue products.
So you said there were three tests. You said the fasting one, the hemoglobin A1C. What was the third one?
Then there's the oral glucose tolerance test. So what happens is that you'll take the fasting glucose test, and then what we'll do is you'll drink a sugary solution, and then 2 hours after that, they take another blood test, and they can see how well your body metabolizes sugar. We call that postprandial glucose, that spike. And if it lingers over a period of time, over that 2 hours, and it's higher than 200, definitely you are going to be positive for type 2 diabetes. And if your blood sugar becomes normal after 2 hours, 140 or less after that second test, it's negative for diabetes. So that's another way that we can see how your body uses the sugar efficiently enough. And if it stays elevated over that 2 hours, you'll be diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic.
So these glucose test, the fasting plasma glucose test, the hemoglobin A1C test, and then you said it was the oral glucose test?
Oral glucose tolerance test.
Oral glucose tolerance test. Okay. All right. So we have a question here from Eric. Let's go get him on the phone here. Eric, good morning. You're on with Dr. Adam Teichman.
Good morning, Gunther. Good morning, Dr. Teichman. My question is, as a type 2 diabetic, I am on metformin, and there's been a lot of talk about metformin having cancer causing, I guess, issues. But it also tells you not to stop taking metformin unless a doctor, you know, goes that route. Also, right now, I'm currently uninsured. I have enough metformin to last me for a little bit, but I'm trying to figure out, like, the best possible ways that maybe at some point to get off that metformin because, you know, as I know as a diabetic, as you do too, you have a lot of health issues and possibly getting cancer would not be a good thing to have.
So, you know, metformin is definitely beneficial to control your blood sugar levels. You know, I know there was some articles that came out recently saying that, you know, some of the metformin medication, as they were called, because it contains the high levels of NMDA, which is a possible human carcinogen. I believe that came out probably about last week, stating on CNN that that's been recalled. You know, what I would do is if you are on metformin, I would speak to your doctor, you know, about that metformin, because certain companies who make metformin have put that carcinogen in there. But I would speak to your family doctor about that to see if that medication you're taking is from one of those companies. But there are negative side effects of taking metformin that studies have shown as well, you know, including B12 malabsorption in your gut. So metformin sometimes slows the absorption of B12 in the stomach, and replenishing that with, you know, a B complex, and Rescue has a B complex as well, that I recommend taking if you're taking metformin to replenish the B12 that is not being absorbed efficiently throughout the body. So there are definitely some type of side effects when we take metformin as well as any other type of medication. And that's why we talk about, you know, the non-medicinal treatments, the Rescue line, including Rescue 105 Max, help to control your blood sugar level, as well as the 1250 and magnesium, all play a role in helping control your blood sugar numbers as well. And sometimes decreasing your need for metformin.
Okay. Does that help?
All right. I also heard about the CoQ10, so I was supplementing with that, too. I don't know if that...
Well, that's the Rescue Cell Power with CoQ10. That the Cell Power has CoQ10 in it. Doc, can CoQ10 help diabetics? I know it helps with cell energy, and I know it helps people that are on statins not have the cells... it helps replenish the CoQ10 that statins deplete their body of, because CoQ10 is a naturally occurring molecule that your body needs. But, Doc, does it help diabetics?
You know, it does. So we talk about, you know, helping control your cholesterol as well. You know, definitely CoQ10 will help with that. And we know that's a side effect of diabetes, is increasing the bad cholesterol and lowering the good cholesterol. So CoQ10 will definitely help, and it's also filled with antioxidants, vitamin C and E, which are also great for attacking free radicals due to oxidative stress due to diabetes. So definitely, you know, the Rescue Cell Power will definitely be a benefit, helping control blood sugars as well.
Does that help?
Excellent.
You? Okay, we're going to send you a 1 month supply of the Rescue Magnesium, because that's something you could use with diabetes. So send that on your way.
All right, thank you guys very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, so tell me, Doc. I mean, we went over the blood test. Let's circle back to all those products you just talked to him about too. So that's the other, and you also brought up an interesting perspective. If you're pre-diabetic or you just found out you're diabetic, we have products you can try before you get on that stuff, like the 105 Max, the 1250 to help lower triglycerides, 105 Max to help control your blood sugar, the magnesium, as the doctor said. But even if you're already on some of the prescription stuff for diabetes, the rescue supplements can help you not have to have as many of them. So, and you see this all the time, Doc. And I know one of the ways, the biggest ways you treat foot wounds is by helping get the whole, you know, it's not just sitting there focusing on their foot, it's helping control their diabetes. So talk to me about the stuff that you, the rescue products that you often recommend to your patients. You know, they come in, they've got a diabetic wound, and I know you believe in the rescue omega-3s, I know you believe in the 105 Max, but you're looking at somebody's foot, or you know they're pre-diabetic, whatever, what are you telling them? Rescue product.
So number one is, yeah, so number one, we always talk about the 1250, like you said, because we know that omega-3s are the building blocks of cells, and there's so many benefits of taking the 1250, the rescue 1250 line, whether it's a 1250 to 1250 plus, a 2500 TG, you know, it lowers inflammation. We talk about how diabetes has a negative effect, including increasing inflammation, oxidative stress. So we're lowering inflammation, you know, lowering triglycerides. We talk about circulation, really 1250, the 1250 line helps with controlling triglycerides, also helping blood sugar metabolism. So it's really that foundation. And then we build from there. We talk about Rescue 105 Max, that unique pumpkin pentose complex that helps control your blood sugar. It's called 105 Max because the goal is to keep your sugar around 105. And we, when I talk about patients about the 1250 and the 105, even if they're taking, whether it's metformin or another type of, you know, hypoglycemic drug, we talk about lowering our blood sugar so we can lower the amount of the medication that we're taking, because of the fact that we know that, especially when we talk about metformin, there's some negative effects of taking metformin, including your risk of developing neuropathy because of B12 malabsorption in the gut. So if we can lower the amount of metformin that a patient's taking and control their blood sugar naturally with the 1250, the 105 max, you know, and the magnesium, you know, which also helps with blood sugar metabolism as well, we're going to be able to control blood sugar and lowering their intake of taking the medication such as metformin. And then I also talk about diet and exercise, how important it is in combined with supplementation to do that as well, because of the fact that diet and exercise is just as important taking the supplementation, because of the fact that, as we know, that controlling your diet and exercising helps control our type 2 diabetes numbers.
So the 1250 and the omega-3s, dropping those triglycerides, the 105 max, the magnesium, Rescue MG, so all those products that can help get the blood sugar under control. Because if you can't get, ultimately, Doc, I know you have this great wound healing rate for diabetic wounds, but bottom line is, if you can't get the diabetes under control, that wound's not going to heal, right?
That's correct. You know, like we said, you know, as we have elevated sugars, that increases, and I keep saying it throughout this whole hour, but inflammation, oxidative stress is the culprit of why diabetes has such negative effect on healing wounds, because of the fact that if we have inflammation and free radicals and oxidative stress occurring over and over again because of elevated blood sugars, it's going to be harder and harder for the body to fight that inflammation and heal those wounds, you know. And we talk about magnesium and the benefit that it has in controlling blood sugar and helping glucose metabolism, that people don't realize that magnesium deficiency increases insulin resistance. So, you know, if we increase insulin resistance because we have low magnesium, it's going to be harder for our body also to control our blood sugar. So people don't really talk about magnesium a lot when we talk about elevated blood sugars or type 2 diabetes, but it does play an important role. And that's why it's really important to add the magnesium, the 105 max and the 1250 to our supplementation. We talk about controlling blood sugar, then ultimately in my specialty, when we look at wounds that don't heal or neuropathy and due to elevated sugars, we really talk about adding these three supplements as a starting point to control blood sugar to a point where we can allow the body to take its natural course and heal these wounds.
All right, so we want to give you the special. We've got Nancy here waiting in the wings. If you have questions for Dr. Teichman, we can squeeze in one or two more. That toll-free number for your questions is 866-569-RESCUE. That's 866-569-RESQ, which works out to 866-569-7377. In the meantime, the specials. 37% off. That is the special this weekend. 37% off your entire order and free shipping on any size order if you order on the weekend, even just one bottle. It's free shipping on any size order this weekend. Order on Saturday or Sunday, and regardless of the size of your order, you're getting free shipping. It's a free shipping weekend, so 37 off. Mix and match any way you want. No minimum to buy. 37% off your entire order and the bonus of free shipping on any size order. And you could cash in some Rescue Rewards points you have, get an even lower price, all while earning more rewards points for dollars off future purchases. So coupon code 37OFF when you shop online at res-q.com. That's how we spell rescue, res-q. So res-q.com, coupon code 37OFF at checkout. Get you that 37% off. Get you the free shipping this weekend on any size order. And also the rewards points. After this weekend, you can use this till Wednesday, I believe at midnight. It's 37% off and free shipping on orders of $99 or more. Again, coupon code 37OFF. Again, at res-q.com or when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Let's grab Nancy's call here. Nancy, good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Adam Teichman.
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question about the fiber. I do take the land and sea fiber before breakfast and before dinner to kind of fill me up so I don't eat quite so much and to absorb the sugars and things. But I often wondered, should I be taking my other supplements spaced differently with this fiber? Should I be taking it like a certain amount of time after I take the fiber?
Because Doc, I know where this is coming from. I often wonder this too. I think, well, I'm taking all my supplements, and I know the fiber helps take the bad stuff out. How do I know it's not going to take the good stuff out of my body with me?
So I think you can take. You continue to take. Like if you take fiber in the morning, and then if you take, you know, five capsules 1 to 3 times a day. I don't know how many times a day you said. Twice a day you take the fiber?
Well, I actually take it that you mix with water to help fill me up better.
Okay,
but
perfect.
I do take it twice a day. I take it before breakfast and before dinner.
Okay, so you can actually take your supplementation as well along with that. It's not going to actually affect the absorption or the uptake of the other rescue supplements that you're taking as well.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's good to know then. Yeah. All righty. Thank
great.
You.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's hard for people to understand that it knows or how that happens, but your body will absorb the nutrients it needs, and the stuff that you shouldn't have, your body doesn't want to absorb in the first place, but if something doesn't carry it out, it's lining your intestinal walls or blocking those intestinal walls, stopping the absorption of food. It's kind of interesting. Your body knows what it needs. How would you describe it, Doc? You're the doctor.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and people ask me the same question, you know, all the time. And I try and explain to them how it works specifically. And it's really hard to understand. But supplementation like omega-3s are absorbed differently than fiber. You know, fiber really is attracted to, you know, the carbohydrates and the bad stuff. So, you know, taking like a Rescue 1250 or, you know, taking the 105 Max, all these things work hand in hand together and along with the fiber as well. So it's really not separating, you know, that the body is going to pick and choose. I want this and I want this. I think they work together symbiotically to give you the benefits that you need without having any adverse effects.
All right. So if somebody's going into your practice, you're recommending that, and they have diabetes, you're recommending the 1250, maybe even the 1250 plus because of the vitamin D3. You're recommending the land and sea fiber, the magnesium, and the 105 Max, correct?
That's correct. And you know, the vitamin D is also important, especially during the winter months, taking that 1250 plus, because we don't get enough vitamin D as it is. And studies have shown that people who are type 2 diabetic are already low in vitamin D. So adding that 1250 plus with that cholecalciferol, that active vitamin D, is really important, especially during winter months.
Also, speaking of things that can affect you, the winter months, less sun, less sleep. We're talking about sleep, exercise, nutrition. Less, if you're not getting the right amount of sleep, that also impacts your blood sugars, correct?
You know, that's correct. So a lack of sleep can actually affect how your body prioritizes, you know, the glucose in your body, because of the fact, as we know, along with stress, there's cortisol. And as we don't get enough sleep, our cortisol level increases, the cortisol level rises, and then actually allows our blood sugar, glucose levels to rise as well. And it's harder for our body to metabolize that blood sugar and use it efficiently. So, you know, lack of sleep and stress go hand in hand. But definitely lack of sleep is one of the things that we have to be aware of when we talk about controlling blood sugars. And that's really where the Rescue PM products come into play.
Yeah, because they help you. They're natural, folks. The Rescue PM in the capsule form, you actually stick it under your tongue. It's, it gets dissolved. Or on your tongue, whichever, the Rescue PM liquid, which you spray on or under your tongue, that gets absorbed in about 10 minutes for me. I use the PM liquid, and then there's the PM dissolvable. Either way, it's got the melatonin in it, it's got the chamomile, it's got all this stuff that's calming, it's natural, it is not addictive. You're not going to have it every night. If you don't have trouble sleeping every night, this is not going to be habit forming. It's also not going to be, as we call it, not going to give you that hangover effect, where you end up, the sleeping pill just never gets out of your system and you're tired and lethargic all day. Instead, you wake up refreshed. So Rescue PM, either dissolvable or liquid, is another way to help in that blood sugar battle, because you need to optimize your sleep. And then I think that I don't know anything else, because we've got about another maybe a minute and a half, Doc. I don't know anything that you were going to prepare to talk about that I didn't ask you about.
Yeah, I just think some takeaway points from what we talked about today is, you know, what's the best way during the winter months to control our blood sugar? I mean, that's the main idea of this hour. And I think if people can understand that, you know, is diet, controlling your diet, you know, looking at your intake, not trying to increase your intake of carbohydrates, the simple carbohydrates, things that are high in sugars like these fructose sugars, is definitely going to be important. And also exercising, do whatever you can. You know, to exercise. Exercise is really, really important, especially during these winter months. Get out there, maybe walk a little bit if you have a treadmill at home, you know, or if you're at work, take the stairs, not the elevator, and try and lower your stress and get enough sleep. I mean, those are two key factors that we look at when we talk about controlling blood sugar, are things that can have adverse effects on that. And sleep and stress are probably one of the top two when we talk about, you know, having. Why is it so important to control blood sugars, get enough sleep, and lower your stress?
Yep. Got a great email, Gunther. I started taking Rescue 105 Max. It works great. Dropped my blood sugar like a rock. I made the mistake once of taking more than one at a meal. Follow the instructions. This product is strong and will lower your A1C. Thank you, Ed, for sending that email. If you come on the air with these, though, we give you that free bottle. But thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Doc, already out of time. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Have fun at your son's baseball game.
All right. Thank you very much. That was fun.
Thanks, Doc. All right. Dr. Adam Teichman. All right. So the special, one more time. You use the coupon code 37OFF, and you're saving 37% off your entire order. This is a weekend where there's no minimum required, so you can buy just one bottle. You can buy dozens of bottles. It's whatever you want to buy. Mix and match any way you want. Buy as many as you want, as few as you want. Just use the coupon code 37OFF, and you're getting 37% off your entire order and free shipping on any size order on the weekend. After the weekend, it's free shipping on orders of $99 or more. So why not order on the weekend and get free shipping on any size order? But either way, 37% off and free shipping, and the coupon code 37OFF at res-q.com, res-q.com, or 37OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Have a healthy week.